Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
No, I'm not.
Okay, how may I help you?
So my name's Lynn, and so obviously since I've been on hold, I can tell that your hotline about testing. I was calling specifically about vaccine, and can you answer a question about the city vaccination sites?
No, ma'am.
This okay.
is for the coronavirus, for the swab of your nose, for testing site for COVID-19, not for the
right.
vaccine.
So, okay, do you know who I would call? Because I've been trying all day. I'll tell you the issue, and then maybe you could direct me to the right phone number. I haven't been able to find it. 2 weeks ago, I got my first round of the Pfizer vaccine at the I thought it was the city's drive-through testing site out on Western Boulevard, like Montgomery Fire and Rescue gave out the shot. And so I'm scheduled for my second vaccine this next Monday on the 19th. Yesterday, I developed an allergic reaction. It's not necessarily due to COVID, but I've been prescribed a steroid, and I won't finish my dose until the Saturday prior to that, on April 17th. So the pharmacist is advising that I can't get the follow-up shot, and so no place will just do a second vaccine unless you've had the first vaccine there, from when I've been calling around. So how do I and obviously a vaccine will be allotted for me at that site as well. How do I who do I contact at the city about just how to proceed with receiving my second shot? Given that
you normally would
I
have to call back, you normally have to call back to the place where you got your first shot, your first dose.
And right, except it was a pop-up clinic. It was like a drive-through of 700 cars in a field.
Okay, normally
not,
when it was
you
a
know
pop, I understand. But normally, if it's a pop-up vaccine held at a certain location where you could just drive up and wait in line for hours and hours and hours, and they bring the paperwork out and so on and so
right.
forth, and they vaccinate over 600 a day, according to
right.
your news, that's what they're doing. They would normally hold another event for the people who already received the first dose
that's
to
right.
come back to
that's
get their
right.
second dose.
And so that's the issue. I already have it scheduled. That next clinic is going to be held on Monday, the 19th, next one week from today. But yesterday, I was prescribed a steroid that I have to take for this entire week. And due to the effects of the steroid, they say the vaccine won't be effective and it's not safe to take the vaccine for at least 1 to 2 weeks after I finish the round of steroids. So I can't go back to that clinic on the 19th.
Okay.
Because
well, you
I
may not be able to go.
Of,
yeah, you may not be able to go back there on the 19th, but if you have their information, you need to speak with them to let them know that you won't be able to come back to receive the second dose.
Right.
When,
but
they...
I've been calling all day, and finally someone said call the Montgomery. They directed me to this number because they said this is what this is the city's information. And that was run by the city.
That's wrong info. That's not the correct information. We're not even located in your county. We're
okay.
for every single county in the entire state of Alabama. So we don't have local information.
Okay. So I was.
We don't have local information. We don't have the most updated information for your county because every county is distributing their vaccine the way they sit fit. Baldwin County is going to be different from Jefferson County. Jefferson County is different from Montgomery County. Montgomery is different from Etowah County. Etowah is different from Mobile County. So every county can distribute it how they choose to. So you have
okay.
to find someone locally where you are that has the vaccine that can let you know, okay, if you cannot make that first dose, well, they're going to hold another event at the end of April. And then maybe you can get into that.
Yeah,
one.
But,
so
but then that'll be too late. So I just, after talking to my doctor and then a nurse, there's going to be a very fine window as to when I can get the second vaccine without having to start over. So,
okay, do your doctor have any information as to who he can contact that has the vaccine for his patients?
Well, so I've already called. He doesn't have vaccine. But I've already called the Baptist Hospital COVID clinic, and they basically said, you know, they don't give second doses unless you've had your first dose there. Walgreens said they won't schedule an appointment only for a second vaccine. I would just have to call day to day to see if they have excess. And that's kind of what everyone is saying.
I know. I wish it was something that I could do or something that I could tell you or a number I can direct you to. But again, I'm not in your county. What we do, this is for the COVID. The number you're calling me on is a coronavirus hotline. For anyone that's having a medical emergency, they have to dial 911. If it's not, and they need a COVID-19 swab up the nose, like to return back to work, or they just need a COVID test because they've been exposed, they give us the name of their county. We tell them who has the COVID-19 swab test.
Yeah, I don't need a test.
Yeah. So if you're doing something with vaccine, it's not going to be at this phone number.
Okay. Okay. And so you don't have a phone number for vaccines for Montgomery?
Well, we have a number for vaccine. We do have a number that you can dial for vaccine, but it's to register to be on a waiting list for your county health department.
But is it a phone? Is there a phone number?
I have a phone number. Would you like it?
It can't be any worse. I mean, you're about the 10th phone call I've made today, and everybody just keeps giving me another phone number, so I will take it. Thank you.
Okay. That number is 855.
Yes.
566-5-3-3-3.
And that's Montgomery County?
It's not Montgomery County. That number is for every county in the state.
That's for
Alabama
state.
Yeah, for all the counties.
Okay. Well, they may be able to give me a number for Montgomery then. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your day.